Have you ever wondered why some people seem to effortlessly attract romantic partners while others struggle despite their best efforts? The answer might not be about being good or bad at flirting, but rather about understanding your unique flirting style. According to Dr. Jeffrey Hall's groundbreaking research with over 9,500 people, we all have natural ways of communicating attraction that significantly impact our dating success. This revelation has captured attention across media platforms, with Time magazine featuring his flirting styles inventory that has been taken by nearly 60,000 people worldwide. Unlike typical dating guides that prescribe one correct approach, Hall's research reveals that multiple legitimate paths lead to romantic connection, each better suited to different personality types. Whether you're struggling with dating apps, wondering why you keep attracting the wrong partners, or simply curious about improving your romantic prospects, understanding your flirting style might be the missing piece to finding the relationship you truly desire. Imagine a typical Friday night scene. Kelsey, a natural charmer who effortlessly connects with everyone from bouncers to bartenders, is enjoying her evening out. Meanwhile, Spencer, who's developed feelings for Kelsey since her recent breakup, watches from across the room, misinterpreting her friendly interactions with others as disinterest in him. When Kelsey finally approaches Spencer, their conversation falls flat. She finds him overly polite and boring, while he's too cautious to express genuine interest. They part ways, another missed connection in a world where different flirting approaches fail to align. This scenario illustrates the core insight behind the five flirting styles: physical, polite, playful, sincere, and traditional. Each represents a distinct approach to communicating romantic interest, with different motivations and behaviors. Physical flirts use body language and appearance as their primary tools, feeling comfortable and confident expressing attraction through nonverbal cues. They're aware of their physical assets and use them effectively, often finding that others interpret their everyday manner as flirtatious. Polite flirts take a careful, rule-governed approach to expressing interest. They prioritize good manners, avoid overtly sexual behavior, and follow courtship rules diligently. Their communication is often so subtle that potential partners might not recognize it as flirting. Playful flirts view flirting as a game and enjoy it for its own sake. They find it fun to meet people and try to get others to fall for them, often without wanting a relationship. They're the only style willing to flirt even when not physically attracted to someone. Sincere flirts create attraction through genuine personal interest and emotional connection. Rather than focusing on physical chemistry initially, they seek to build intimacy through meaningful conversation and self-disclosure. Traditional flirts adhere to gender-specific courtship roles. Men should initiate and pursue, while women should not chase men. They believe in clearly defined gender roles in dating and relationship formation. Everyone employs all five styles to varying degrees, typically scoring very high on one or two styles, very low on another, and somewhere in the middle on the remaining two. Understanding your dominant style helps explain why you attract certain people and relationships and how to make your approach work better for your particular goals. People find romance through three distinct pathways, each better suited to different flirting styles. These pathways challenge the notion that flirting only happens in high-energy environments like clubs or parties. The hookup pathway prioritizes passion and chemistry over slow discovery. It's characterized by immediate attraction, where "I want you" takes precedence over "I want to know you." This includes everything from party makeouts to one-night stands to relationships that develop from what was initially casual. Research shows this pathway is common, especially among young adults, with studies indicating about 80% of college students hook up at some point. About 40% of committed relationships began with love at first sight, showing how frequently this passionate pathway leads to lasting connections. Physical and playful flirts excel in hookup environments, comfortable with direct communication and strategies like teasing. They navigate bars and clubs with ease, feeling confident in these high-energy settings. However, this pathway rarely leads to long-term relationships. Bar hookups only develop into serious relationships about 12% of the time. The first date pathway involves two people going out specifically to get to know each other better. This includes asking out someone from your gym, online dating matches, blind dates, and formal dinner and movie scenarios. Research shows about 35% of relationships begin this way. This pathway is more common among adults whose personal lives are separate from work lives, unlike college students whose social boundaries are blurrier. Sincere flirts thrive on first dates, which are designed for talking, getting to know each other, and sharing, all sincere strengths. First dates also work well for polite and traditional flirts who prefer structured interactions with clear romantic intent. The known quantity pathway represents about 25% of relationships but is rarely mentioned in dating guides. These people prefer knowing someone well before considering them romantically, taking love seriously, and seeking partners with shared values and long-term potential. This pathway includes both long-time friends who develop feelings and people who know each other through work, school, or religious communities. Polite flirts excel on this pathway, particularly when approaching someone from their place of worship or social circle, as it complements their respectful approach. Traditional flirts on the slow-go path to romance also thrive here. Research shows all three pathways, hookup, first date, and known quantity, lead to equally satisfying relationships. The key is finding the pathway that aligns with your natural flirting style, rather than forcing yourself into situations where your approach feels awkward or inappropriate. Physical flirts use body language and appearance as their primary tools of attraction. They command social spaces through strategic positioning, dominant body language, and calculated approaches. Seth exemplifies this style. When I walk into a bar, I survey the room like I own it. I watch for women who are alone or separated from their group, and I approach with confidence. I'll start with light touches on the arm during conversation, gradually increasing contact to create tension. This style represents the direct and confident communication of romantic interest through body language, facial expressions, and voice. Physical flirts aren't shy about expressing attraction, using their physicality and attractiveness strategically. When approaching someone, they feel successful and confident in conveying romantic interest. Women consistently score higher on the physical flirting style across all age groups. While men typically take the dominant role in initiating courtship, women often lead in attracting attention through nonverbal signals. Women have more options for physical flirting through clothing choices, makeup, and body language, giving them a larger arsenal of attraction tools compared to men. Physical flirting confidence peaks in the 30s. Young adults, 18-24, score lowest, with gradual increases through the late 20s and 30s before declining with age. College years serve as hardcore flirting training, where young adults develop their skills through parties and hookup culture. Bars and clubs are the physical flirt's natural habitat. While most people meet partners through friends, family, 25%, school, 21%, or work, 16%, physical flirts are 26% more likely than others to find partners at bars, clubs. Nearly half of men and two-thirds of women who met partners in bars scored high on the physical style. Physical flirts possess exceptional confidence. They're skilled at steering conversations towards romantic potential and believe they're better at flirting than their friends. Unlike other styles, physical flirts have no doubt about what constitutes flirting. They believe any man-woman interaction at a bar is flirtatious. They're also uniquely willing to go to bars alone, specifically to meet people, something no other flirting style has the confidence to do. Physical flirts naturally employ tactics similar to those taught by pickup artists: compete, being assertive and persistent; isolate, separating potential partners from friends; and tease, using playful insults. They skip polite conversation, preferring to scan for prospects, approach directly, and quickly engage in personal conversation. Physical flirts move quickly into physical relationships. They experience romantic attraction immediately after meeting someone, a trait unique to this style. Their fundamental nature involves feeling sexual attraction more frequently and intensely than other styles, which translates into more sexual partners, more one-night stands, and greater sexual desire. For physical flirts, sex often comes before relationship development. They might even use it to try starting long-term connections. However, physical flirts struggle with fidelity. They're 33% more likely to flirt with others while in committed relationships and 36% more likely to date multiple people simultaneously. Since they perceive flirting as omnipresent, they find it difficult to turn off their flirtatious nature once partnered. Noah exemplifies the polite flirting style, charming, intelligent, and pleasant in conversation, yet completely out of his element in bar settings where direct flirtation is expected. Despite being socially adept with friends, he struggles with one-on-one interactions with potential romantic interests. Noah's politeness sometimes sabotages his opportunities, as when he declined a drink from an interested woman on his birthday, seeing it as proper etiquette rather than recognizing her flirtatious intent. The polite flirting style embraces propriety and caution in relationship initiation. These flirts refuse to engage in overtly sexual behavior, diligently follow courtship rules, and avoid appearing needy or promiscuous. They find aggressive flirting offensive and prefer a careful, kind approach even with someone they're attracted to. This doesn't mean they don't desire physical chemistry. They deeply want love and committed relationships where they can enjoy sexual intimacy, but prefer a non-sexual approach to getting there. Women tend to favor the polite style more than men do, as it helps protect against men misinterpreting friendliness as sexual interest and reduces risk of harassment. Women who flirt too aggressively may be labeled promiscuous, making a cautious approach advantageous. The polite style is more common among people over 40, reflecting both generational differences in social etiquette and the development of a more mature approach to dating. Polite flirts often score high on traditional and sincere styles as well. These styles share a preference for emotional connection over casual encounters, with polite women frequently being traditional flirts and polite men leaning toward the sincere style. All three styles avoid the more sexual and carefree aspects of dating. People with the polite style value decorum, follow social protocols like sending thank you notes, and maintain a pleasant disposition. They tend to be somewhat introverted, preferring controlled social interactions. They're principled and consistent in their values across all situations, which can sometimes make them seem rigid to others. Polite flirts avoid the hookup route entirely, preferring to meet potential partners as known quantities through friendship or shared activities. They find the club scene distasteful and believe relationships started there are doomed. At bars, they hide in corners, disliking loud music that prevents conversation. They're particularly offended by assertive flirting tactics, especially teasing, which they find manipulative and offensive. Uniquely among flirting styles, polite flirts are 35% more likely to meet partners at religious establishments, seeing houses of worship as appropriate venues for courtship under the watchful eyes of community. They're also about 10% more likely than less polite flirts to have used the internet to find romantic partners, appreciating how online communication allows time to craft careful, meaningful messages. For polite flirts, sex should occur only within committed relationships. They're 26% less likely than other styles to try a sex-first approach and almost never engage in one-night stands. It's not that they don't desire sex, they simply believe it can only be truly appreciated within a committed relationship. They take time to cultivate romantic attraction, sometimes knowing someone for months or years before starting a relationship. Once in a relationship, polite flirts are intensely committed. They believe love means enduring hardships together and making sacrifices to keep the connection strong. Their pragmatic view sees love exemplified by couples who stay married for decades, successfully raising children and navigating life's challenges together. The playful flirting style reflects a flippant attitude toward flirting, seeing it as an esteem-boosting activity that shouldn't be taken too seriously. Playful flirts recognize flirting as a powerful tool to get what they want or avoid things they don't want, and have no problem using their charm strategically. Playful flirts see flirting as a game and enjoy it for its own sake. They find it fun to meet people, chat them up, and try to get others to fall for them without necessarily wanting a relationship. They're the only style willing to flirt even when not physically attracted to someone, and the only group who say they flirt at every opportunity. For playful flirts, flirting serves as a self-esteem boost, making them feel sexy, exciting, and desirable, rather than a means to find a partner. This creates challenges in long-term relationships as they struggle to resist flirting with others and focusing on just one person. Some, like one man who flirts with waitresses while out with his wife, find it difficult to turn off the charm even after marriage. The playful flirting style is equally distributed among men and women and peaks in the 25-35 age range, the decade of playful flirting. Playful flirts are comfortable expressing physical interest but don't necessarily mean anything romantic by it. They tend to be rule breakers with a devil-may-care attitude, socially adept, but not particularly concerned with others' feelings. Playful flirts don't have a clear home field advantage because they enjoy being single and aren't actively seeking relationships. They frequent bars and clubs not to find partners, but simply to have fun. They enjoy dancing seductively for attention, but rarely approach people, even those they find attractive. For playful flirts, flirting makes them feel attractive and connected, but they're indifferent about whether others flirt back. Playful men often employ negs, a pickup artist technique involving backhanded compliments that simultaneously flatter while forcing the recipient to defend themselves. Ryan Gosling's character in Crazy Stupid Love demonstrates this perfectly when he tells a beautiful woman she's too gorgeous to be interesting. Surprisingly, women with playful flirting styles actually enjoy these aggressive pickup strategies. They appreciate when men compete for their attention, try to get them alone, and even use cheesy pickup lines. Playful flirts have casual attitudes toward sex, believing sex without love is perfectly acceptable. They're comfortable with purely physical relationships and don't judge others who sleep around. Interestingly, playful women act on these permissive attitudes more than men do. They're more likely to have one-night stands and report higher sexual desire. When playful flirts enter relationships, they remain relatively non-committal. Nearly half of those describing their last relationship as a casual fling were playful flirts. They reported weak emotional and physical connections with past partners, with the only positive being that they had fun. This casual approach reflects their overall attitude toward romance. It's enjoyable while it lasts, but not something they invest deeply in. Playful flirts embody the ludic love style. They're game players who keep secrets and maintain emotional distance. They avoid commitment and intimacy, preferring to keep relationships exciting through novelty rather than deepening connection. Research shows they're 38% more likely to flirt with others while in committed relationships and 17% more likely to date multiple people simultaneously. The workplace provides playful flirts a surprising advantage. They're 12% more likely to have met their last serious partner at work. Their willingness to break taboos against workplace flirtation and their naturally flirtatious demeanor make them stand out in professional environments where others maintain more restraint. The sincere flirting style centers on creating genuine emotional connections through authentic conversation and self-disclosure. Unlike other styles, sincere flirts believe that sharing personal experiences and showing sincere interest in another person is the essence of flirting. For them, good conversation creates chemistry and emotional bonds precede physical attraction. Andrew exemplifies the sincere flirt, thoughtful, genuine, and interested in meaningful connections. He's not smooth or aggressive when approaching women, preferring to observe first and engage in substantive conversation later. Unlike his friend Brad, who puts on the charm, Andrew wants to know who someone really is before pursuing them. He values authentic connection over casual hookups, describing himself as a good talker and listener who becomes friends with women rather than immediately trying to take them home. The sincere style is the most common flirting approach, with women generally scoring higher than men. Research shows emotional disclosure is the most effective, agreeable, and least phony way to attract someone. In surveys, this style scored highest by far, with 40% of women and 30% of men finding shared interests sexy when flirting. Unlike other flirting styles that change with age, the sincere style remains consistent throughout life. People inherently understand that communicating romantic attraction sincerely is universally appealing. This approach works regardless of changing looks, interests, or perspectives because it focuses on revealing one's true self through sharing. Sincere flirts tend to be open to new experiences, artistic, creative, and adventurous. This explains their desire for deep conversations. They have interesting experiences to share. Studies show people open to new experiences are more honest in dating profiles because they already have fascinating lives. Sincere flirts are genuinely nice people, warm, friendly, and considerate. They're outgoing but authentic, preferring to be themselves rather than putting on a performance. Sincere flirts rarely find partners in bars and clubs. They're 20% less likely to meet romantic partners there. Instead, they connect through school, work, friends, and most distinctively, online dating. Sincere flirts are 26% more likely than other styles to meet partners online. This makes perfect sense. Online dating follows the first date pathway that sincere flirts excel at, allowing them to showcase their personality through conversation rather than physical presence or playful banter. First dates represent the crucial shift from platonic to romantic, exactly where sincere flirts thrive. They excel at context shifts, like moving from work relationships to personal ones. While others might prioritize physical attraction, sincere flirts focus on learning about their date, creating closeness, and having meaningful conversation. Research by Dr. Kelly Albeda proves that personality literally transforms physical attractiveness. People initially deemed average-looking become genuinely more attractive when they display intelligence, sincerity, and conversational skills. This effect is even stronger for men than women. Sincere flirts benefit tremendously from this phenomenon, as they uniquely believe that getting to know someone increases physical attraction. Sincere flirts strongly prefer sex within romantic relationships. The FSI survey reveals they have fewer past sexual partners, fewer one-night stands, and are 19% less likely to date multiple people simultaneously. Interestingly, the sincere style affects men's sexual attitudes more than women's, as it contradicts traditional gender scripts where men are expected to be sexual aggressors. Sincere flirts form meaningful, emotionally significant relationships rather than casual flings. They describe their romantic partners in exceptionally positive terms: physically attractive, interesting, fun, and emotionally connected. Even after breakups, sincere flirts maintain positive views of their exes, often continuing to value them as friends. Traditional flirts adhered to clear gender roles in courtship, believing men should initiate and women should respond appropriately. This style centers on conventional beliefs about how men and women ought to interact romantically. The traditional style is rooted in the belief that there's one proper way for attraction to be communicated. Men should take control and make the first move, while women should not pursue men. Traditional flirts follow strict gender-specific rules. Men should be gentlemen, opening doors, paying for dates, and women should be ladies, feminine, reserved. These beliefs guide not only their own behavior, but also how they judge others, with traditional flirts often disapproving of those who break these conventional courtship norms. Traditional flirting is significantly more common among women than men. While it ranks third for women, after sincere and polite, it's dead last for men. Surprisingly, the 18-24 age group embraces this style more than any other demographic, with traditional tendencies decreasing with age. This prevalence among young adults stems from two factors: abundant dating choices in college environments, allowing women to be selective, and the effectiveness of clear courtship scripts for inexperienced daters. Traditional flirts typically have predictable personalities, preferring familiar experiences over novelty in all aspects of life. While often confused, traditional and polite styles differ significantly. Polite flirts behave consistently regardless of gender, while traditional flirts follow gender-specific scripts. Traditional women rarely display playful flirting, seeing it as unladylike, but traditional men can comfortably be playful while maintaining their aggressor role in courtship. The traditional style has historical parallels to courtship practices where families heavily influenced marriage choices to protect women. This protection, however, came with significant restrictions on women's freedom and choices. Traditional flirts often long for these more structured arrangements, seeing modern dating practices as risky and unseemly. Traditional flirts embrace a worldview where women are delicate flowers needing protection, and men are gallant knights providing that protection. This perspective establishes clear courtship roles while simultaneously restricting women's freedom. The more traditional a society, the more women are both idealized and controlled, with traditional flirts fully embracing these gender-specific expectations. Traditional flirts intensify common gender preferences in mate selection. Traditional men actively seek trophy wives based primarily on beauty, while traditional women may pursue their Mrs. degree in college, prioritizing finding a successful husband over their own education. Both genders view these arrangements as natural and appropriate. Traditional women face challenges when flirting because they avoid being aggressive. They rarely initiate flirting, don't appreciate men flirting with them, and are extremely selective about potential partners. When they do attempt to flirt, they lack confidence and success, often struggling to get noticed by men they like. This passive approach leaves them with limited options for attracting partners, making meeting new people frustrating. Traditional men seek demure, passive women who respond subtly to their advances. Like traditional women, they're highly selective about partners and often wait until establishing a relationship before flirting. They typically know a woman for a long time before approaching her romantically, putting her on a pedestal which may leave her uncertain about his intentions. Traditional men and women typically connect through two pathways, the slow go or the gallant stranger approach. In the slow go approach, a traditional man establishes a respectful, non-romantic relationship before expressing romantic interest, while the traditional woman remains unreceptive to flirtation and won't directly communicate attraction. In the gallant stranger approach, traditional men play the gallant stranger role, competing with other men for a woman's affections. The concept of the switch refers to an internal mechanism that activates our flirting behavior and receptiveness to others' advances. This switch isn't about flirting skill, but about relationship framing, how we signal what kind of relationship we're seeking, and how we interpret others' signals. When switched on, we communicate and perceive attraction more readily. When off, we interpret interactions as merely friendly or uninterested. The switch functions as a relationship frame that helps interpret ambiguous flirtatious interactions. Since flirting thrives on mystery and indirect communication, with nonverbal cues carrying over 65% of meaning, this frame helps decode what type of relationship someone is seeking. Different flirting styles create different frames. Physical and playful styles clearly signal attraction, while sincere and polite styles frame relationships around closeness or respect, making their attraction signals harder to distinguish from friendship. Sexual neutrality describes a state of not consciously thinking about sex, but not being completely averse to it either. Some people naturally exist in this state with their switch off. They don't regularly perceive sexual undertones in interactions and may miss obvious cues of romantic interest. In contrast, those with their switch on, like physical flirts, constantly see romantic potential around them. Being in a relationship typically turns the switch off, creating sexual neutrality toward potential new partners. Research shows people in happy relationships don't seek opportunities to cheat and feel less attraction to opposite-sex friends. As Xavier explains, I'm in a relationship, so that is probably why it's off all the time. Similarly, Nikki notes how her perspective changed. When I was single and went out with the girls, I was ready to party. Now when I go out, I notice it's just an ugly meat market out there and I want no part of it. The switch represents our openness to attraction, both giving and receiving it. To turn your switch on requires embracing the possibility that expressing romantic interest isn't an imposition, but a gift. When we perceive someone as attractive, we treat them differently. We become warmer, more engaged, and make it easier for them to be charming. Similarly, discovering someone is attracted to us dramatically changes how we evaluate them and how we behave, often making us more confident and open. Many people deliberately keep their flirting switch off for two main reasons. They see flirting as an imposition, or they don't trust people who flirt without reason. Some view flirting as obligating someone to respond, which could be problematic, especially in work environments where it might be considered sexual harassment. Others keep their switch off to protect themselves from unwanted advances, mistrusting others' motives. Those with their switch turned on describe feeling more social, lively, and attractive. They see flirting as a natural extension of friendliness that makes interactions more enjoyable for everyone involved. While there are benefits, like feeling better about oneself and connecting more easily with others, drawbacks include being labeled as flirtatious, sending mixed signals, or experiencing rejection. Having your switch off isn't necessarily a choice, but rather a natural state for many people. Those who are switched off often pride themselves on being non-threatening friends rather than potential romantic interest. The downsides include missing opportunities and requiring extra effort to flirt. Understanding your switch position gives insight into why your flirting may not always work. If you're high on playful or physical styles, you're likely switched on. If you're high on polite style or a woman high on traditional style, you're probably switched off. How do you know if someone is flirting with you? Based on cutting-edge research, here are 9 rules to help answer this question. Rule number 1. Flirting is hard to accurately distinguish from being friendly or nice. 3 reasons make detection difficult. Flirting resembles being outgoing. Behaviors conveying romantic interest are harder to detect than everyday emotions. And romantic interest looks very similar to friendliness. Dr. Corrine Farris's research found that when people view photos of women expressing different emotions, they can more easily identify friendliness than sexual interest. Rule number 2. Men are easier to read than women because men are obvious and women are inscrutable. This happens because men traditionally initiate pursuit and must signal interest clearly. Women, especially traditional flirts, often act coy with subtle, non-committal signals. Dr. Skylar Place's research confirmed these differences by videotaping speed dating interactions. When strangers watched these videos, they could accurately determine men's interest, but were barely better than chance at judging female interest. Rule number 3. Men generally think women are more romantically interested than they really are. Research consistently shows men mistake women's friendliness for flirtation. This happens for 3 reasons. Men engage in wishful thinking. Men have developed an internal mechanism that exaggerates women's attraction as an evolutionary response. And men are generally less effective at decoding nonverbal communication than women. Rule number 4. Body language is your best bet for telling if someone is interested. Despite what movies and advertising suggest, the most reliable signals are often fleeting micro-expressions rather than overt displays. The clearest sign of interest is touch, which women use more selectively than men. Eye contact is the fundamental currency of flirtation, though often unconsciously exchanged. Women invite approach through brief glances, while men scan rooms for receptive women. Rule number 5. The fear of rejection or looking bad makes flirting less direct. People deliberately maintain ambiguity in flirting to protect themselves from rejection. They aim to appear interested but not desperate, attractive but not vain, friendly but not overeager. This balancing act creates inconsistent signals as people want plausible deniability if rejected. Rule number 6. Flirting is not just about sexual or romantic attraction. People flirt for many reasons unrelated to genuine romantic interest: to make someone jealous, because they're uninhibited, or simply seeking attention. Without directly asking, "Where is this going?" your best strategy is to identify their flirting style and work backward to understand their true relationship goals. Rule number 7. Women are in control of the interaction. Research confirms women have greater influence in flirting interactions. The eHarmony survey shows nearly 80% of men flirt back when women initiate, while only 60% of women respond to men's flirting. Women typically start interactions through subtle signals like eye contact, then strongly influence men's behavior through their responsiveness. Rule number 8. You can be clearer. Being clearer about romantic intentions doesn't require awkward declarations. It means being consistent in both words and actions. The key is framing interactions romantically rather than just friendly, by using specific verbal and nonverbal strategies. Rule number 9. You can be more accurate. To determine if someone is flirting with you, pay attention to body language, voice tone, and eye contact before and during conversations. The most successful approach isn't targeting the most people, but approaching those already watching you. Listen for questions about your relationship status and self-promotion. When someone ensures you know they're a good catch, they're likely flirting.
Rather than seeking romance in environments unsuited to your style, look for love where you're most comfortable and likely to meet compatible partners. Each flirting style has optimal settings that create a home field advantage for meeting like-minded individuals. For the hookup pathway, physical and playful flirts excel in hyper-social environments like bars, clubs, and parties. Traditional flirts occasionally succeed here too, especially in classy atmospheres. In these environments, you need your switch flipped on. When men approach women at bars, they're flirting, plain and simple. For the known quantity pathway, polite flirts excel, particularly when approaching someone from their place of worship or social circle. Traditional flirts on the slow-go path to romance also thrive here. Sincere flirts are familiar with this route, as they often try converting friendships into something more intimate. The challenge isn't approaching someone new, but signaling that you want more than friendship. For the first date route, sincere flirts thrive on first dates, which are designed for talking and getting to know each other. First dates also work well for polite and traditional flirts. Physical and playful flirts must slow down and meet their date halfway, adjusting their switch to avoid coming on too strong. When it comes to flirting styles, similarity matters most. We're attracted to partners who communicate attraction the same way we do. No particular style is universally most attractive. The match is what counts. Physical flirts are particularly attractive to other physical flirts, while sincere flirts find them appealing because they seek physical chemistry. Polite and traditional flirts find physical flirts too aggressive. Polite flirting is most attractive to others who share that style. Women generally prefer men who are hands-off and well-mannered, regardless of their own style. Playful flirts enjoy teasing, joking, and playing games with each other. Polite flirts dislike playful partners, finding their approach off-putting. Physical flirts also don't find playful flirts appealing. They want genuine romantic connection, not confusion from someone flirting for fun. Sincere flirts forge deep emotional connections with other sincere flirts. Physical flirts find the deep conversation confusing or boring, wondering if there's romantic interest or just friendship. Polite flirts are comfortable with old-fashioned approaches to romance. Playful flirts don't appreciate traditional flirts. Women prefer traditional men more than men like traditional women. Everyone faces rejection eventually, even when reading signals carefully. You must keep trying. Simply becoming comfortable approaching potential partners is progress, especially for polite or traditional flirts. Being open and direct shows you like someone enough to risk rejection, which people find flattering. The most important advice about flirting is to be comfortable doing what you already do well. Focus on situations where you're at your best rather than trying to change your style. Understanding your natural flirting style helps you flirt effortlessly rather than consciously, coming across as more genuine and effective. This journey of self-discovery aims to help you understand your own flirting style to find the love you want. By sharing insights from thousands of people, you can overcome dating challenges and feel renewed optimism despite setbacks. The ultimate message is that finding someone to love and being loved in return are among life's greatest and most enduring joys, and understanding your flirting style brings you closer to finding that love.